So we're at the Gadget Show live, and we're currently at a stand called the Kitco.co.uk, and it's basically futuristic kitchens. And they've actually got a unit here which has got a beer dispenser built into the bottom. And I'm standing here with Liz Scott from the Kitco.co.uk. Liz, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about how this beer dispenser works.
An integrated beer dispenser, and it fits into any standard kitchen larder unit.
Yeah.
At the moment we're showing it with an 88 pint keg, which is a standard beer keg, but you can use the smaller, like 25 pints that are available from a microbrewery.
That's quite a big one, isn't it?
It's a standard one that you get in a pub.
Yeah, but I suppose at least if you get a big one like that, then you know you're not having to change it very often.
Oh, it's great for parties and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We've got a small gas bottle in the back and just your standard beer lines, which are really easy to maintain. It's meant for domestic use.
Right, yeah.
There's two switch buttons on the front of it. One is a temperature control, and we've got it set to ice cold.
Okay.
And the other one, which is an on-off switch, which turns a light on, which makes it look really effective as well.
Yeah.
So you just basically hold your glass or cup underneath, and out comes the lager or bitter, whatever you choose to put into your keg.
And how does it, I mean, is it, where does the fizz come from? I mean, is that from the barrel itself?
Or? Yeah, it's actually from the gas bottle. It's actually from the gas bottle that's at the back of the unit.
How often do you have to replace that?
It normally goes for about the length of the keg.
Right,
so.
Okay, yeah. And do you buy them from, say, like yourselves, or
the microbrewery, or wherever you
get
your beer from?
So it's sort of thing they use in a pub, anyway, is it?
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's brilliant. And do you have to clean the pipes with like fluid or anything like that?
Yes, you do. Not as regularly as obviously if you're running a pub, but you do have to clean them out occasionally. But all the instructions are with it.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. Well, I just wonder. I've just seen this oven over here and the door just sort of slides away. When you open the door, it just slides away. I wonder if you could just tell us just a little bit about one of the ovens.
Okay.
I mean, there's obviously quite a lot of demos going on at the moment, so.
Yeah, this is basically the Neff oven, and we basically has the push down door.
Wow.
And it folds underneath the oven.
Right, yeah.
It has the rotating handle as well, which means it's really easy to clean and it all stores away. It's got Neff lights on it. Which turn on at the touch of the button.
Yep.
It's got an LCD display, and it's got like a mouse at the top of there, so you can scroll along onto self-clean, all different functions.
Okay.
When you lift the door up, it also has lights which reflect back into the oven.
Right, I see. Yeah, so that's really cool because basically you've got it open, the whole door slides away, but as soon as you close it, it gets a lot brighter inside because it's acting as a reflector, and obviously showing exactly what's going on in the oven.
It also means, if I show you on this model here, if you've got a baking tray at the top of the oven, it's normally means it's quite dark inside
because the tray is blocking the light, obviously, yeah.
But the reflectors actually reflect the light back in so that you can see all the other things in there.
It gives you a bit of incentive to make sure that you clean your oven quite regularly. That's brilliant, yeah. Really good, really good.
We also have a steam oven over here as well.
So, what's this one?
It's a steam oven.
Okay.
So basically, there's a container which you fill up with water.
Right, okay.
And it's got about an hour's worth of steam.
Okay, so that just slots into the side of the oven.
Yeah, slots into the side. You can also use this as a normal oven as well. It's great for doing things like roasted potatoes, muffins, things that you want to be crispy on the outside and really moist and fluffy on the inside.
Right, okay.
So you can bake with it and do all
sorts of
stuff.
So you'd have either of these in your kitchen? I mean, you wouldn't have both, would you? Or would they?
Well, lots of people have a combination.
Right.
So some people would choose to go for the steam oven and then complement it with the same size appliance that is a microwave oven and grill. So they've got the best of both worlds.
Okay.
There's also a ceramic warming drawer underneath.
Right, so there's a tray underneath, and then when you pull that out, you can put food on there, and it'll just...
Yes, you can keep your food warm on this ceramic plate, and you can also heat your plates up and your bowls and things before serving.
Wow.
So people find
it really
useful for when they're doing roast dinners.
Yeah, because some people just chuck the plates in the oven.
Yes, just